Of the tens of thousands of fossil remains, only a single Ceratosaurus was found. This mid-sized predator did not have the power to cause the damage to the tens of thousands of bones. Another killer, even bigger, must have been keeping them away. This hypothesis would gain momentum with the discovery of a fourth set of remains. And this one was a much larger, more lethal predator. Allosaurus.
Allosaurus was the most common dinosaur found in the Cleveland Lloyd site. It's a massive animal, so it was more than capable of crushing bones and ripping apart these skeletons.
Allosaurus was the first giant predatory dinosaur. It predates T-Rex by some 80 million years and was the biggest carnivore of its time.
When the first big skeletons of Allosaurus were uncovered, people finally saw that there were meat-eating dinosaurs that were as big as a killer whale, with powerful claws on its hand, truly fearsome meat eaters, a terror from the Jurassic period.
Of the thousands of bones excavated at the prehistoric lake, two-thirds of them are from Allosaurus. They were about 5 meters tall, 11 meters in length, and weighed up to 4 tons. In addition to its size, Allosaurus had two lethal tools that made it a successful predator. The first was its trio of claws extending from each hand.
The claws of Allosaurus would have been like an eagle on steroids. They're long, they're curved, they're actually very similar to eagle claws in shape, but backed by huge muscles.
Allosaurus' second weapon was its combination of powerful jaw muscles and serrated teeth.
The teeth of Allosaurus were not like T-Rex. They weren't bone-crushing, but they seemed to be more blade-like. They're more slashing teeth. And that's probably more of what it was doing when it attacked things, was making a slash, not holding on, trying to bleed it. In some ways, that's the way sharks actually attack. They'll go up and they'll bite something and bleed it and allow that to weaken the animal.
But if the teeth of Allosaurus were not capable of crushing bone, then how can we explain some of the injuries? Many dinosaurs found at the watering hole showed signs of being crushed. What had the Allosaurus done?